Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. I'm Anthony Gazenza. He's John Sharon. You can get this show on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Play, on Art19, and YouTube, and CincyJungle.com. We're going to get to a segment in just a second, but we've got a call on the line. Hi, this is the Orange and Black Insider. Who's this?
It's John from Kentucky. Happy New Year. Anthony, and Happy New Year, John Sharon.
Happy New Year, sir. Good to hear from you, sir. I'm sure you, knowing you as long as I have, John from Kentucky, I would assume you have to be absolutely ecstatic with the Marvin Lewis news.
You know, my son texted me that morning and said, the Marvin Lewis era has ended. And I texted back, what do you mean? He said, Mike Brown just fired Marvin Lewis. I said, son, it's a little early for April Fool's. He says, no. It ain't no fools. Get on the Cincy Jungle side anyway. And so it happened. And, yeah, I was ecstatic, and I texted some of my fellow Bengals fans, and they couldn't really believe it. And, you know, we've been watching this team for a long time. And, yeah, I was ecstatic. But then, you know, when I calmed down and I took a realistic look at the situation, and you had just mentioned this comment earlier that I talked, yeah, and Baker Mayfield, the Browns, he was trolling us, not just you, but really the whole Bengals team. The Browns said they would stop us, and they did it. All the empty seats at Paul Brown Stadium. Now, Mike Brown does tolerate a lot of things, but you do know the history of Mike's father, Paul Brown, and the Cleveland Browns, correct? He was fired. Okay. He was devastated over that. You know that, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, he started the team, and then Modell came in and basically pulled the rug out from under him and fired him, yeah.
Yeah, and that happened, you know, a long time ago in the 1960s. That generation of people, man, if you got fired from a job back then, it's not like it is now where, you know, people get fired, they go get another job, they get on the team. Back then, oh, my gosh. It was a blow to your ego. People were just devastated. Oh, you were fired from your job. What did you do? So, you know, it was just the Brown family really suffered. So anyway, to get on with it here, I just think Mike Brown, or I like to think, thought, look, I will not be trolled by Brown. Mr. Lewis is going to be finding himself another job at the end of this season. And that's what I like to think anyway. And it did happen. And it just so happened, like I said, this was the first time Marvin Lewis was ever swept by the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no longer coaching with the Bengals now.
Yep.
And I appreciate you letting me make that point.
Yep, absolutely, John. Thanks for calling in. We'll comment about this on the air here. Appreciate you calling in, and don't be.
Great. And you know what, Anthony? What's good too? We finally have something new to talk about.
The same old stuff. Tell me about it.
Yes, and I hope this new coach, whoever it is, I just hope he motivates the team to play. Cincinnati has good players, and they're in better shape now than they were when Marvin first got here. We have more talent. Whoever this new coach is, just please, in prime time and in big games, let's see some aggressiveness and some, you know, some very intense coaching, which we just never really saw under Marvin Lewis.
Yep.
That's all I have to say.
All right.
Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. Thank you. So that was our good friend John from Kentucky. Always an entertaining phone call, and we had to take that one there. Any thoughts, any additional thoughts, John, about what John from Kentucky said about the obviously we talked about this previously about how the Browns game was may have weighed heavily on the decision in terms of potentially bringing back Marvin Lewis, and the Bengals utterly failed in both of those games.
Well, first of all, it's 2019, and I think we should finally on the show put this part of the show as the John from Kentucky segment, because it's just a weekly tradition at this point. So, John from Kentucky, shout out to you. We should definitely try to name this segment after you now. But yeah, it was something that I thought about after they lost that second Browns game. Like, I know Mike Brown is not okay losing to the Browns because of the history, but I just wasn't sure if he was capable enough of doing the right thing and, you know, doing the one thing that a lot of us wanted him to do for so many years. So it was like, it was just the unstoppable force meeting the unmovable object in my mind when I was thinking about Mike Brown's thought process. And I guess one side just kind of overpowered the other one, and it ended up being the logical and right decision. So kudos to him again for just doing that. But I guess it really speaks to a testament about how much that loss kind of impacted him. And I think that's something that should be worth, you know, celebrating. And I guess when you hold, you know, Mike Brown to such a low standard that we do. And that makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me as well. Like I said, John brought up a good point. John's a longtime Bengals fan. And like he said, the Bengals, it's just kind of unacceptable to, especially in Mike Brown's eyes, it's kind of unacceptable for the team to lose to the Browns in the way that they did, to get swept in a season by the Browns. Now, the Bengals have lost, I think, some back-to-back games, but it was like, you know, one game in one season and then the first game of the next season. So they weren't, you know, I guess that's a sweep in a way, but not really, because it's not in the same season. But it's the first time it had happened since 2002. And we all know that 2002 was one of the worst seasons in Bengals history. Before we get to our next segment and maybe a couple of other listener questions towards the end of the program, we've got another regular caller here. It's Terrell giving us a call. Terrell, how are you, sir? How did you take the Marvin Lewis news?
I was happy for like 5 minutes, and then after about a while, you didn't think about it, though. He will be missed a lot.
Yep.
But other than that, though, I mean, Marvin was just old fashioned, though. I mean, you know what I mean? The big, giant, like, slow linebacker, like Brad Lewis. And on top of that, though, like, I do want an offensive line coach. And I want a new guy, like a fresh new guy too. I like what John said. He's been like Eric Ben. I don't know if I pronounced his last name right. Eric Benigni. And the from the Rams, that's cool too. And they keep going talking about what he ain't calling no plays with the guy from the Saints. Ain't calling no plays either.
That's a good point. That's a good point. The Andy Reid system has usually been quite friendly to versatile running backs and, you know, getting the ball. Yeah, getting the ball out. We're a little pressed on time, Terrell, so we're gonna move on.
No problem.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Good day, buddy. That was Terrell, frequent caller, and always good to hear from him. The one thing I want to talk about, I mean, he brought up a lot of good points there in terms of what needs to happen. Number one, yeah, it's using the guys effectively that are on the roster and getting more out of them. Number two, it's not with, like, unfortunately, we keep talking about the 2015 draft class, not whiffing on those picks in rounds 1 to 3. You know, you can't keep whiffing on these big picks when you're relying on the draft. You just can't do it. But it all kind of adds up also to what he said, you know, the slower, bigger linebackers, the thumpers, all that kind of stuff. I don't really necessarily want to word it this way, but do you think the game, in a way, passed Marvin Lewis by?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we always talked about his inability to evolve to modern times. And while a good point would be, you know, in the more successful years that he's been here, he's had the courtesy of leaning on some quality coordinators, whether it be Jay Gruden, Hugh Jackson, and on defense like Mike Zimmer and Paul Gunther in his first couple years here. So when they had success, they had good coordinators to help out Lewis, you know, game plan and call plays and whatnot. But from a general sense, you know, when you're talking about the duties that Marvin Lewis had as a coach, whether it be, you know, in-game decision-making or just roster building in general, the tendencies took a long time to kind of evolve into the modern game. And honestly, yeah, I do think in a way that, you know, he tried for as long as he could to make it work from the way that he wanted to run things and whatever. But again, just like everybody, that he was just had to adapt to the times. And unfortunately, not only was it too late, he just wasn't effective at doing that. So I think just in that reason alone, it was time for him to go beyond just the lack of success beyond a division title. But I definitely do think that from a roster builder and just from a coach who just manages in-game decision-making, it was definitely just a case of him being stuck in a time period where he was successful once, but he just wasn't anymore.
Yeah, and then, you know, on top of that, they just couldn't build an identity on, you know, what they were trying to do on offense. There were too many times where Mixon didn't get enough touches, and then he did, and then it just – what they were trying to do was all over the map. And granted, injuries played a factor into that, but, you know, you got to kind of have a plan and an identity, and the Bengals really haven't had that since 2015, and, you know, it shows in their record. This is the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast. He's John Sheeran. I'm Anthony Cazenza. We appreciate the phone calls we received and all of the interaction, all of the live viewers. We had a lot of live viewers tonight, so that was pretty cool. So we appreciate all of the interaction and the calls and everything. You can get this show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. You can get it on Art19. You can get it at Cincy Jungle, and of course, all of our videos are on YouTube as well. So get the show how you can. We appreciate it.
You're listening to Simone de Rochefort, one of the hosts of The Polygon Show. It's a show all about the video games that you'll never have time to play, brought to you by four friends who are just as passionate about food, soft drinks, and TV shows as we are about video games. Every Friday, we bring you a new hour of personal stories, like how we found the best way to play Yakuza 0, or even what happens when you play so much Zelda that you hurt your hands and can't play games anymore. Above all, we just have a really good time talking about the games that we love. Check out the show on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher. You can also find us at Polygon Show on Twitter and send a tweet to say hi. Thanks for listening.